18-17, Wisconsin. Jordan Davis will throw it to Asijan. Thought about it, turned it down. Good close by Melendez. Asijan with a pass for Gilmore, left wing. Bounce pass to Davis, left of the lane. Backing is Jordan. Left shoulder turn, up right hand. Good, and one as Davis banks one in from the paint. And a free throw on top of it. And a four-point lead for Wisconsin. Matthew Meyer with the foul. That'll be his first as we hit the under eight. Media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And college sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:16 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Illinois 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state, waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 26. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 10 above. Daytime highs approaching 29. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Go to farmsafe811.org.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 7:16 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Illinois 17.
Jordan Davis is 6'4". Matthew Meyer is 6'9". Nonetheless, Davis backed down Meyer, shot over the top of Meyer, banked in the basket and drew the foul. Greg Gard was kidding us after the last game about Jordan Davis's proclivity to shoot bank shots and make bank shots. Just didn't anticipate one from such close range.
Right, a game doesn't begin until Jordan banks one in. And the cool part is they've really been big shots, and this was early in the game, but bank one in the other night, and that was no small thing as the Badgers were hanging on against Minnesota. Jordan will be at the foul line as Meyer picked up his first foul.
Kind of interesting to see Greg Gard insert Chris Hodges here.
Game number 7 for Hodges, redshirt freshman out of Schaumburg, Illinois. Free throw for Jordan coming up. He's 7 of 11 this season. Free throw on the way. Too long, no good. Dane Danger the rebound for Illinois. 4-point lead, Wisconsin, down to 7:10 left of the first half. It'll be Hodges against Danger. With the ball is Terrence Shannon. He is out there with those two fouls. So a little bit of the roll of the dice for Brad Underwood. With the ball is Meyer, goes inside, Danger catches, and he got fouled by Hodges, maybe the first on Chris. You're trying to buy time for Stephen Crowell here. Stephen picked up his first foul in the opening minute, has been foul-free since. Crowell averages 30 minutes of playing time per game. Inbounds pass, baseline right, from Epps goes into Shannon. Shannon against Davis, Shannon hard dribble off the right wing, runs it up left hand, no good. Marcus Hill for the rebound for Wisconsin. 6:48 left in the half, 21-17, Wisconsin. Rod Underwood is irate on that sideline for Illinois. He's been irate for a while, not just today. Here's Hepburn, left side, feeds over top of the circle. Over against Coleman Hawkins, back out to Hepburn, shot clock at 8. Chucky wants a screen from Hodges and turned it down. 4 to shoot, deep 3, Hepburn, left side, back rim no good. Hodges runs down the long rebound. And a reset for Wisconsin. Hepburn high on the left. Throws to Klesman between the circles. Rotates to Ilver. Dribbles off the right wing. Ilver in the lane. Runs it out. Deflected. Got the Hepburn. 10 to shoot. Now Klesman high on the left. Epps is on him. Max steps back. Can't get loose. Finds Hepburn off the left wing. Chuck in the lane. Throws up a tough shot. Wide left. No good. Rebound Terrence Shannon of Illinois. Shannon up the left side of the front court. Throws a right side to Meyer. Fakes the 3. Feeds Hawkins. They look to go high low to danger. And he got fouled by Hodges. So a couple of quick fouls for Chris Hodges with 5:56 left in the first half.
That can be very hard to defend when Coleman Hawkins is serving out on the floor as the distributor and get the ball inside. The reason is that Hawkins can look over the defense at 6'10".
Yep. 3-plus assists per game is Hawkins. 3.5 assists. Hodges out, Crowell in. Inbounds pass to Hawkins at the left elbow. He's against Marcus Ilver. A throw to Epps. Drives on Hepburn off the left wing in the lane. Tough shot right hand. Off the rim and out. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 5:45 left till halftime. 21-17 the Badgers. Hepburn throwing to Davis. High on the right. A toss for Ilver. Gives it up to Klesman. Beats Crowell top of the arc. One dribble to hand off to Hepburn. Chucky to the free throw line. Darts it out to Davis. Bounce pass Crowell. He'll catch right of the paint. Works on danger. Low on the right. One pump. Throws it up. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up. No good again. Tipped up. No. Rebound danger of Illinois. Couple of point blank shots not falling for Wisconsin. Here comes Epps up the middle. Epps left of the circle. He'll hand off to Meyer. Meyer looped it into danger. Got around Crowell. Layup good for Dane Danger. First points for Danger, 21-19 Wisconsin, 5:07 left in the half. Hepburn throwing to Davis, feeds Klesman between the circles. Loops it to Stephen Crowell off the right elbow. A hand off to Hepburn to the free throw line. Chucky in the lane got cut off by Epps. A throw to Klesman. Turns it right side of the wing for Davis. A pass bobble gathered by Crowell. Out to Jordan. Tries a 3 right side. Good for Jordan Davis. First 3-point hit for Davis. 24-19 Wisconsin. 4:40 left of the half. Shannon throwing to Meyer, high on the left. Goes into Coleman Hawkins left of the lane. He's with Marcus Ilver. A pass out to Shannon. Shannon checked by Davis. Shannon high on the right. Shannon now picked up by Crowell to switch. Works baseline. Lifts it to Epps off the left wing. Jump stop of the paint. Out to Coleman. Hawkins 3 shots straight on. Straight through. Hawkins with 5. 24-22 Wisconsin. 4:15 left in the half. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Now Davis high on the right. Bounce pass to Ilver left of the circle. Lifts it to Crowell, right of the wheel. Couple of dribbles for Crowell. Kills the dribble. Shovels to Hepburn, posting on Epps. Hepburn trying to back out the Crowell. Two-man game. Hepburn catches. 10 to shoot. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Darts it out to Ilver. Left corner 3 on the way. Is off the back rim. No good. Hawkins the rebound for Illinois. 3:45 left in the half. 24-22 Wisconsin. Terrence Shannon driving and a whistle off the ball here. I think they might get Crowell. Kelly Pfeiffer on the call, and that had the Wisconsin bench up in a hurry. They get Crowell with his second foul as we have a timeout here at the State Farm Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:43 left of the first half. Wisconsin 24, Illinois 22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a Shouse. We have so many options to create your very own Shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
3 minutes, 43 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Illinois 22. Steven Crowell just picking up his second foul going into that break. Quiet first half for Crowell in terms of scoring 2 points. He does have 6 rebounds, but figure he'll be sitting out the rest, I would think, he'll be sitting out the rest of this first half.
Greg Gard's played 9 players here in this half. 7 have scored, led by Jordan Davis with 5. And then you've got Klesmick, Hepburn, and Gilmore with 4 each.
Meanwhile, Illinois with just 4 players in the scoring column. Terrence Shannon with 8. Jaden Epps with 7. Coleman Hawkins, 5. Dane Danger with 2. That was team foul number 5, by the way. That second personal on Crowell. Both teams with 5 fouls. Illinois about 42% from the field, 10 of 24. The Badgers are 10 of 23.
It's pretty obvious based on what we've seen here in the half. The number one beneficiary of Sky Clark stepping away from the team has been Ty Rogers.
Yes. And he actually played about 15 minutes a game. He barely saw the floor Wednesday night. He's just out there for a couple of minutes. But he was a Michigan Player of the Year in 2021. He's out of Saginaw. It'll be Illinois ball. Jaden Epps will inbound. Baseline right. Kamari McGee back in there for Wisconsin. Epps looking. Looks. Gets it into Melendez. He'll try a right corner shot. Off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound batted in the air. Pulled down by Illinois. And Melendez, offensive rebound for the Illini. Andrew's done a pretty good job on the defensive glass. Offensive boards tied at 3. Rogers throwing right side to Melendez. Shot clock is at 5. Melendez on the left-hand dribble. Takes a left wing. 3 to shoot. Long 2. Melendez. Good. First points for R.J. Melendez. We're tied at 24. 3:15 left in the first half. Sincere Harris picking up Kamari McGee in the backcourt. McGee gets it across. McGee, Klesmick, Ilver, Gilmore, and Davis out there for Wisconsin. The ball is Ilver against Rogers on the right side. Throwing to McGee. Good pass to Gilmore left of the circle. Gilmore surveys. Hands off to Davis. Shot clock at 10. Davis gives it to Gilmore, left of the lane. Backing is Gilmore against Hawkins. Still backing. Out to McGee. Takes the 3, left of the circle. Short, no good. Hawkins the rebound. 2:45 left of the half, tied at 24. And Sincere Harris bounces it to Coleman Hawkins on the right side. Right of the paint. Now Harris drives baseline. Goes underneath. Kicks it to Epps. Tries a 3 straight away, and it's good. Second 3 for Jaden Epps. And Greg Gard will use a timeout with 2:30 left in the first half as Illinois on an 8-point run now, leading Wisconsin 27-24. We'll keep it here.
Well, you can see some of the strengths of Sincere Harris. We've already talked about his defensive ability. But he can also penetrate. He can drive the ball, and he was able to kick it out to a wide-open shooter, Epps, who's really carried the offense for Illinois in this half without Shannon on the floor.
Epps averaging 9.5 a game coming in. He has 10 in this first half. So Greg Gard taking the timeout now with 2:30 left in the first half. Trying to insert some more offense. I think you can get Connor Seagin back into the game. Let's see how they break the huddle. They've got Hepburn, Davis, Gilmore, Ilver, and it is a Seagin. Steven Crowell on the bench with 2 fouls. Terrence Shannon back on the bench, as we mentioned, with the 2 fouls. You have Harris, Hawkins, Melendez, Epps, and Rogers, the 5 of the 4 for the Illini.
So far, they've really dogged the Seagins. He has had trouble getting any open looks.
Yeah, the scouting reports are out now, right? Here comes Hepburn being bothered a bit in the backcourt by Sincere Harris. Hands off to Davis. Bounce pass to Seijin between the circles. Seijin against Melendez. Gets it to Hepburn off the right elbow. Hepburn against Harris. Chucky with the jab step. Going to Ilver. Wide pass. Gathers. Throws to Davis. Left side three on the way is an air ball caught underneath by Ty Rogers. He'll turn and push up the middle front court. Scoops it to Hawkins. He'll try a three left side. That's off the rim. No good. Davis the rebound for Wisconsin. 2 minutes left in the half. 27-24 Illinois. Hepburn up for Wisconsin. Throwing to Ilver. Out high. Ilver gliding to his left. Now takes it between the arcs. Gives it up to Hepburn at the right point. Hepburn being crowded by Sincere Harris. Chucky steps back. Can't get three. Eight to shoot. Gilmore against Rogers. Carter right lane line. Five to shoot. A bump and a play on. Gilmore backing. Backing. Tries the counter. Darts it out left side. Ilver shooting. Off the rim. No good from three-point range. Rogers the rebound. And his outlet pass got poked out of bounds by Jordan Davis. 1:27 left in the half. 27-24 Illinois.
Well, Gilmore was able to get Ilver a pretty good look from the perimeter, but he just couldn't make the shot.
Badgers 3 of 13 from the arc. Illinois 3 of 8. With the ball is Harris high on the right. Harris gets it to Hawkins off the left elbow. Scoops to Melendez. Left of the lane. Out to Hawkins. Open three. Left of the circle. Good again. Second three for Hawkins. 6-point lead, Illinois. 30-24. 107 left of the first half. Inbounds pass to Jordan Davis. Now it's Hepburn in the backcourt against Sincere Harris. Crowd into it in Champaign. Under a minute now left in the first half. Badgers down 6. Largest deficit of the day for Wisconsin. Gilmore right in the circle. Gives off to Hepburn. Chucky being hounded. Baseline right. The drive up in traffic. Knocked away. They get a tie-up from Hawkins. Arrow, Wisconsin. 9 to shoot. 45.7 left in the half.
Illinois on an 11-0 run. And sandwiched in this span has been 2 threes from Coleman.
Klesman in. Asijan out. 9 to shoot. 45.7 seconds left in the half. Hepburn baseline right will inbound. Chucky looks into Klesman. Right corner. He'll try a three. Thank you very much. Second three-point hit for Klesman. Badgers within three. 38 seconds left in the half. 30-27 Illinois. And now Brad Underwood takes his timeout. 34.2 in the game clock, 25 of the shot clock, 30-27 Illinois.
We mentioned earlier that Coleman Hawkins is the leading returning scorer off of last year's team. He averaged all of 5.9 points per game. Yes. But he does a lot of things for Illinois offensively. In fact, he became, the fifth player in school history to register a triple-double with 10 assists, 10 rebounds, and 15 points against Syracuse.
Yep, he's had some kind of head-scratching turnovers. The team did collectively. He had a few of them of his own on Wednesday night. But he will distribute, I mentioned, 3.5 assists a game. I mean, his averages are good. About 9.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. And he's also known as somebody who will guard you with authority.
But the question, and you've kind of alluded to it, is decision-making sometimes is a little bit shaky.
Yep. R.J. Melendez will inbound. Front court sideline left. 30-27 Illinois. 34.2 seconds left in the half. Inbounds pass to Jaden Epps. And he will have the standing uncontested dribble. Down to 25 seconds left in the half. Shot clock down to 15. Epps still pounding the dribble left of the center circle. Shot clock at 10. Game clock at 18. Epps puts it in motion. Throwing to Melendez high on the left. 5 to shoot. Hawkins. Shot fake. Puts it on the deck, right of the lane, off-balance shot, way off the mark, tipped up, no, rebound Hepburn, 8 seconds left in the half, Chucky will turn and go, a lead feed to Gilmore, ill-advised pass, broken up, Epps could not control it, out of bounds to Wisconsin, break for the Badgers, 3 seconds left in the first half, and Greg Gard will send Connor Asijan back into the game. 30-27 Illinois with 3 seconds left in the first half, as Asijan will come in for Jordan Davis. Badgers get it organized as Max Klesmit will inbound. Sideline left. Badgers go over and over situations just like this. Klesmit looking and looking and looking. It's pass broken up. Gilmore gets it. Half court heave, and that is off the top of the glass. Illinois defending it well as the first half has come to an end. here in Champaign. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime in Champaign. It's Illinois 30, Wisconsin 27. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Halftime in Champaign. Illinois leads Wisconsin 30-27. The Illini brought an 11-point run, and Max Klesman finally ended that with a three-pointer from the right corner. Jaden Epps big off the bench for Brad Underwood's team. He has 10 points. Terrence Shannon, Coleman Hawkins each with eight, two apiece for R.J. Melendez and Dane Danger. Klesman with seven, pacing Wisconsin. Jordan Davis with five. Carter Gilmore and Chucky Hepburn each with four. Three for Connor Asijan and two for Stephen Crowell. Also six rebounds and three assists for Crowell. At the half, Illinois 30, Wisconsin 27. Mike is back with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with Clearview Cabinetry. Explore all our cabinet options on display in our kitchen showroom and save big money now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Time to redo this basement.
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio.
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion Spark Plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion Spark Plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Champaign, where Illinois leads Wisconsin 30-27 at halftime. Last night, one of Wisconsin's recruits, one of its signees in the class of 2023, Nolan Winter, had 30 points and 14 rebounds in Lakeville North's 75-62 win over Lakeville South. I spoke with Kyle Blackburn, who's the director of scouting and recruiting for the Badgers, about Winter's development.
Nolan, really big, really skilled forward for Lakeville North. He's having a great senior year, great career up there. A guy that can go kind of inside, outside. He's really, you know, we like to have skilled forwards, as you've seen over the years. So Nolan definitely fits that mold that we definitely look for out of those guys. And he's off to a strong start. You can see anytime you look at the box score, he's always near the top. And he's just a high IQ player that's going to fit in really well.
Why have you had so much success recruiting that high school?
Yeah, I mean, we're a developmental program, so we like to bring in guys and watch them grow throughout the program, you know, bring them in as freshmen, and, you know, maybe they're a little bit, you know, maybe they need to gain some weight, or maybe they need to add some skill, you know, whatever the case may be, but we definitely like to recruit high school and let them watch them grow through the program.
Give us an idea on John Blackwell's senior year.
Yeah, he's the number one in the state of Brother Rice over there. He's a guy that's a two-way player. Like, he loves to play defense. A lot of times he'll take the other team's best player, and he's just one of those gritty players that, you know, we've grown to love here as well. He's a good driver. He can shoot the open three. Like I said, a great defensive player. Just overall high IQ guy. So he can fit, he can fit in with any team. You know, you're watching him through AAU and watching him at Brother Rice. So he's a really exciting player that fans will love how hard he plays. And he's a defensive player too, so fans will love that as well.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy. Powering beyond.
Illinois leads Wisconsin 30-27 at halftime. During our first segment, I spoke with UW recruiting director Kyle Blackburn about two of the signees in the class of 2023, John Blackwell and Nolan Winter. I also asked him for an update on Gus Yeldon.
Watching him this summer, you know, the outside shot, he was a little bit streaky, but this year, you know, he's shooting it really well, you know, from the outside. So he's another forward that can go inside and outside. And, you know, watching him with, you know, playing another team at La Lemire, who's, you know, every night their competition level is very high. So watching him play some of the best, you know, big men in the country, and he's doing really well, you know, and watching that's really exciting.
What do you think his number one skill is?
Probably his IQ is underrated. You know, you watch him in ball screen coverage, you watch him, you know, wall up on defense, you watch him post up, set screens, you know, pick and pop, you know, you can just do so many different things. So his IQ is underrated, so I think that, and obviously his body and how he uses it, he seals down low, gets post catches, he does a lot of things really well.
Is it fair to say he's got kind of a presence and aura about him?
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, he's one of those guys, you know, every team when they play La Lemire, when, you know, if you're playing summer ball, everybody knows who the Gus Bus is, so that, you know, everybody he's got him circled on their calendar, so he's definitely got a presence when he's out there.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
30-27, Illinois leads Wisconsin at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 11-27 from the floor, 4-14 from the arc, 1-3 at the foul line. Illinois 13-31 from the field, 4-9 from the three-point line. And Dane Danger missed the only free throws Illinois has taken, 0-2. Rebounds are even at 18, second chance points even at 2. 4 offensive boards for Illinois, 3 for Wisconsin. Both teams have been pretty good with the basketball. 4 turnovers for the Badgers, 2 for Illinois. Both teams with 7 assists through the first 20 minutes. At the half, Illinois 30, Wisconsin 27. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for the second half? Illinois with a burst, grab the lead, 30-27, an 11-point run that Max Plesman finally ended with a three-point hit. So through it all, the Badgers just down three as we start the second half.
Yeah, the scary part about this Illinois team is during that 11-0 stretch, they hit three threes, and we talked about it in our pregame preview of the Illini. When they're hitting the three, they can be awfully dangerous. And I think both of those upset wins earlier this season against UCLA and Texas, they hit double-digit threes. The guy to worry about in that department is Shannon. He had eight of them against UCLA.
They have been just 27% from the three-point line over the previous five, 4-9 in the first half. Second half underway. Illinois moves to our right. Dane Danger at the free throw line against Crowell. Goes into Matthew Meyer, low on the right, around Klesman, up, and it fell off, no good. Got his own rebound, low on the left, and he'll put it up and in. First points for Meyer here today, 32-27 Illinois, opening minute of the second half. And Max Klesman will bring it up. Sincere Harris is just shadowing Chucky Hepburn step for step. Jordan Davis high on the right against Meyer, throwing to Hepburn, turns it high on the left for Klesman, bounce pass into Crowell. Left block, remember Steve playing with two fouls, backing on Danger, left shoulder turn, up right hand, missed it, but he was fouled by Danger. And that'll be two on Dane Danger as Stephen Crowell will go to the free throw line.
I like the fact Wisconsin's attacking Danger right off the bat here in the second half. That's what Crowell has to do. He's proven to be pretty consistent with his low post moves, especially over the last four or five games.
He's been really good in the second half of each of the last two games. First free throw for Crowell is around and out, no good. Rolled off the left side iron. A combined 33 points in the second half of the games against Western Michigan and then against Minnesota. 13 in the second half against the Gophers, 20 in the second half against the Broncos. Second free throw is good for Crowell, 32-28. Crowd missed the first free throw. If you miss two free throws in a row, I guess everybody gets McNuggets here, so that's why you hear a little more noise after one missed free throw. Here's Danger, left lane line, and threw it to Stephen Crowell, basically trying to find a teammate. Nobody home but a red shirt. Turnover Illinois. Here comes Hepburn, right side of the front court. Hepburn against Coleman Hawkins. Chucky kills the dribble, throws it into Crowell, right of the paint against Danger, backing his Crowell, still backing. Now goes up over Danger, and that is off the rim and in. Good soft touch for Stephen Crowell. 32-30 Illinois, a minute 20 gone second half.
Credit Crowell with staying with it, being persistent despite getting bumped by Danger.
With the ball is Shannon throwing to Sincere Harris outside right, back out to Shannon. Slides to the left side, Shannon near the corner, out to Harris, left of the circle. Now to Meyer, tries a three, right side, around it out, no good. Danger, the offensive rebound, to the rim, layup, no, rebound Gilmore. A minute 40 into the second half, 32-30. Illinois, here's Hepburn on the Crowell screen. Chucky to the free throw line. Gets it to Crowell high on the left. Hands off to Klesman. His three is blocked by Meyer. Batted around into the hands of Hawkins. Ahead it goes to Meyer. Goes to the goal. Tried to dunk and missed it. Off the back iron. Klesman the rebound. 2 minutes gone. Second half. 32-30. The Illini. Hepburn sets the floor for Wisconsin. Flips to Klesman high on the right. Puts it on the deck. Got around Meyer. Low on the right. Runs it up. No good. Rebound tip in the air. Crowell is there. Second chance for Wisconsin. Crowell against Danger. Single coverage. Crowell right of the paint. Backs to the mid post. Now turns. One pump. Goes up. Blocked by Danger. It comes down to Coleman Hawkins. And now Hawkins will set the table for Illinois. Throwing to Sincere Harris high on the left. Out to Hawkins between the circles. Ian Harris play catch. Hawkins puts it on the floor right of the lane. Stops outside the block. Cut off by Crowell. Feeds Harris. Hooks it to Hawkins. Turn down the three. Throws it into Shannon. Drives the lane and sends it into the two-hand dunk. 34-30 Illinois. 17-10 remaining. Hepburn being guarded in the backcourt by Harris. Chucky up the right sideline of the front court. Now it's Jordan Davis high on the right. Feed to Klesman, disrupted by Shannon, but Max runs it down. A pass for Gilmore on the left side. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. Crowell glides to his right. Now Hepburn tries a three, and it's off the rim, no good. And they're going to get Jordan Davis over the back of Matthew Meyer. Davis called for the foul. That'll be his first.
That was one of the better looks that Chucky Hepburn has gotten, thanks to his screen from Stephen Crowell. The ball pressure really stands out with the Illinois defense, doesn't it?
It does. Chucky Hepburn 0 for 3 from the arc today. He is 23 of 38 over his last 8 games. That's about a 60% clip we're talking about. 3:15 gone by, second half, 34-30 Illinois. Danger, right elbow, back to the basket. Crowell defends, a handoff to Shannon. Drops it off to Hawkins. He'll try a three right side. Nothing but net for Coleman. Hawkins, his third three. 37-30, Illinois. 3.5 minutes into the second half. Hepburn against Sincere Harris in the backcourt. Chucky brings it across. I say Harris has that junkyard dog mentality, and we're seeing it up close here in Champaign today. Hepburn lost it off his leg. Out of bounds it goes. Turnover, Wisconsin. And R.J. Melendez will check in for Dane Danger.
That turnover was compliments of the pit bull mentality from Sincere Harris.
That is St. Vincent St. Mary. There was a pretty decent basketball player back in the day that went to that school in Ohio. I'll tell you the whole name, but first name is LeBron. But the ball is Hawkins, right elbow. Hands off to Shannon. Shannon at the foul line, and a pass got broken up a bit, but that's because Max Klusman fouled him. That'll be the first on Max. And we have a timeout here in Champaign. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:57 remaining, Illinois 37, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WIS Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WISCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aid certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WIS Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 26. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 10 above. Tonight, mainly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, 29. Temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. Badgers on a scoring drought approaching 3 minutes. We have 15:57 remaining. Illinois 37, Wisconsin 30.
Coleman Hawkins knocked down 5 triples in the season opener against Eastern Illinois and pretty much has struggled ever since then. He was 3 of his last 16 coming into the ballgame. He's 3 of 4 here today against Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's one of those stories where they really do believe he can be a good three-point shooter. He's 28% for the season, 29% last year, but obviously the light is green for him. And Unfortunately for the Badgers, they're seeing good Coleman Hawkins overall, but especially from the three-point line. Matthew Meyer, front court sideline, left will inbound for Illinois. Connor Seijan in there with Hepburn, Crow, Klusman, and Gilmore as Harris bounces it into Meyer, trying to post on Connor Seijan. And now a dig from Hepburn, and Meyer got it out of there, and they're going to, oh my goodness, I thought he threw it away. They're going to say it was last touch by Wisconsin. Whoa. Can't check it now. Kelly Pfeiffer getting things organized here. 11 on the shot clock for Illinois. We do not have a television monitor here, so it sure looked like it was off of Meyer, but Illinois keeps it. Here's Shannon, and he'll snap off a three right of the circle, and it's good, and that's how today is going for Wisconsin, at least so far. 40-30 Illinois with 15:35 remaining. Max Klusman throwing to Connor Seijan between the circles, bounces the Crow off the right elbow. Up and inside, a throw out to Klusman at the top. Max left of the lane, out the crowd. Good look at a three, straight away, short, no good. Rebound Hawkins. Badgers down 10 with 15:17 remaining. Shannon high on the left around the Hawkins screen. Shannon in the paint, turns it out to Hawkins. Another good look at a three, and good again for Coleman Hawkins, who is on fire. And the Badgers are going to use a timeout as Illinois extends the lead to 13. Here in Champaign, this will be a full timeout. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:03 remaining. Illinois 43, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin. Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Another 11-point run for Illinois. We have 15:03 remaining. The Illini 43, the Wisconsin Badgers 30.
The extended run is now 24-6 for Illinois. They finished on an 11-3 run at the end of the first half. This run was triggered by a Shannon dunk followed by a Coleman three, a Shannon three, and a Coleman three, and the Badgers have missed their last five field goal attempts.
Yeah, Coleman Hawkins now with 14 points here in this game. Max Klusman with seven. The Badgers have yet to get a player into double figures. It's Klusman, Gilmore, Asijian, Ilver, and Hepburn on the floor for Wisconsin.
The thing with Coleman Hawkins, because of his size at 6'10", it's pretty tough to really pressure him on the perimeter when he wants to take that shot.
And when he's hot, he's hot. He's an emotional player, and that can work for you and sometimes against you, but he is locked in here so far today. Klesman inbounds pass to Ilver at the top of the circle. Ilver, a couple of steps to his right, gives it up to Hepburn. Chucky to the left wing. Hepburn to the baseline. Jaden Epps defending. Hepburn now backs in the lane. Pivots low on the left. Up and in off the glass. Good work inside for Hepburn. He has six, 43-32. Illinois with 14:42 remaining. Ty Rogers throwing to Jaden Epps on the left. Hepburn with the steal. Chucky on the run. Epps is chasing. Hepburn to the rim. Layup good. Hepburn with the steal and the bust out of the Badgers are within 9, 43-34 Illinois. 14:25 remaining. Ty Rogers high on the left, throwing to Shannon at the top of the circle. Shannon drifts to the right wing, gives it up to Hawkins. A handoff to Epps to the right elbow, back out to Hawkins, top of the arc. Hawkins knocked away again. Hepburn, turnover Illinois. Chucky Hepburn creating back-to-back turnovers for the Illini. Asijan, deep three, straight on, back rim, no good. Melendez the rebound.
That was almost a logo three.
Almost. 13:55 remaining, 43-34, Illinois. Shannon high on the right, drives off the wing, a bounce for Hawkins off his hands and out of bounds to Wisconsin. Gilmore disrupted a bit, then it went off of Hawkins, and now Lewis Garrison and Kelly Pfeiffer are talking to make sure they're on the same page, and it will remain Wisconsin ball. Stephen Crowell checking back in for Wisconsin, replacing Carter Gilmore. Turnovers even at 5, 13:48 to play. Illinois 43, Wisconsin 34. Hepburn brings it up against Jaden Epps. Chucky right sideline, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Out to Marcus Ilver, top of the circle. Leaves it for Hepburn up top. Hepburn holds it off the left hip. Gets a screen from Crowell. Chucky to the left elbow. Now left lane line, backing, backing. Low in the left, goes up and in. It counts at a foul. Jaden Epps got him, an and one for Hepburn. And here comes Wisconsin.
I just think that even though Epps is very talented in athletics, without Sincere Harris on top of him, Chucky feels a little bit more freedom, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Harris is a terrific defender. Epps is good, but more of an offensive threat. Chucky scored the last six here for Wisconsin. As Illinois gets its sub in there, as Shannon in, back in there, as Melendez back out. It's Danger, Hawkins, Shannon, Meyer, and Epps on the floor for Illinois. Hepburn now with 10 points, the first Badger in double figures. The free throw is off the left side iron, no good. Matthew Meyer the rebound. 43-36 Illinois with 13:22 remaining. Epps throwing to Meyer, high on the right. Works against Connor Asijan. Now it's Epps, glides left wing, flips to Meyer, high on the left. Quick close from Asijan. A pass for Hawkins, rotates right side for Shannon. Darts it into Meyer, low on the right. Knocked away, got it back, throws it up, got fouled before the shot. As they're going to get Chucky Hepburn trying to help Connor Asijan down there. First foul on Chucky and number three on Wisconsin. So put 20 on the shot clock. Illinois inbounding. Epps baseline right, gets it into Shannon. He's with Max Klesman out to Meyer. Meyer puts it on the floor against Asijan. Low on the left, runs it up, missed, but a foul. And Meyer liking that matchup on the freshman as...
There's a big difference not only in size but maturity. Mm-hmm. Someone who's played this game for a long time versus a first-year player.
They're going to call that foul on Connor Asijan. That is his first. And the team's fourth. Matthew Meyer, a 73% foul shooter. Good with the first. Not a ton of attempts. That first make, he's now 17 of 23 in the season. 44-36 Illinois with 13:02 remaining. Second free throw for Meyer, and the former Baylor Bear hits them both. He now has 4 points today, and the lead is up to 9 again for the Illini, 45-36. Hepburn will be checked by Terrence Shannon now as Chucky between the circles. A screen from Crowell. Hepburn left lane line, reverse layup, no. Follow Crowell, yes. Stephen Crowell with 5 in the second half, 45-38 Illinois with 12:43 remaining. Shannon throwing to Hawkins along the left sideline, well above the three-point line. Marcus Silver guarding it. Now Shannon against Klesman. Shannon high on the right, a screen from Danger. Klesman works through it. Shannon throws it out to Meyer. Drives on Asijan into Danger. Low on the right, pivots up left hand. Good, nice soft touch from Dane Danger. 47-38 Illinois. 12:20 remaining. Klesman outside right. Left hand flip for Ilver, who's left of the circle. Leaves it for Crowell at the top. Crowell glides, white foul line extended. Out to Ilver, top of the circle. Dribble drive down the lane, pushed it up. Missed badly. It was altered in a big way by Matthew Meyer. Here comes Terrence Shannon, bolting up the floor. Drops it back to Hawkins high on the left. 12 minutes to play, 47-38 Illinois. Hawkins wants a screen from Danger. He'll use it. Bounces it for Danger, and it went right through him and out of bounds. Turnover, Illinois.
It's one of the bad decisions we've talked about associated with Coleman Hawkins.
Brad Underwood over there saying, just slow down, slow down. Timeout on the floor. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:51 remaining. Illinois 47, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
remaining in Champaign. Illinois 47, Wisconsin 38. Illinois has made its last five shots.
In addition to Tyler Wall leading Wisconsin in scoring, where the Badgers really miss Wall, it's with his defensive versatility and how he impacts the game at that end of the floor. I mean, give you an example here today, when Coleman Hawkins started hitting the threes, you could have easily shifted Wall onto Hawkins. Yep. He could have guarded Hawkins and or Shannon and or Meyer.
Yep.
And that's what has made Tyler Wall so valuable to this team.
In baseball, you call him five-tool players. He's the equivalent of that for this Wisconsin basketball team. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
There's the defensive challenges, and at the other end, Wisconsin now just 4 of 18 from the arc, 16 of 40 overall. Meanwhile, Illinois 7 of 13 from downtown.
The Badgers need Asijan to get hot here.
Yeah, they do. And Illinois is fully aware. It has been a very good defensive performance so far for the Illini as Wisconsin goes back on offense, and Max Klesman will bring it up. Jaden Epps checks him at the mid-stripe. Hand off to Jordan Davis, who will move right to left. Bounce pass to Klesman above the three-point line. Goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Hawkins. Crowell, left shoulder turn, up right hand, rattles through for Stephen Crowell. 47-40 Illinois with 11 and a half minutes to play. Badgers trying to battle back. They have trailed by as many as 13. And they have worked it back to within 7. Shannon hands off to Meyer. Oh, haymaker screen and knocked Asijan down. Meyer with it now, left of the circle against Asijan. Meyer throwing to Epps outside left. Epps on, drives the lane, goes up and in. That around is Sejan. Connor almost got a hand on it. 49-40 Illinois, 11:05 remaining. Jaden Epps with 14 now for the Illini. Crow top of the circle. Crow holding. Epps is shadowing a Sejan. Klesmith at the right side. Max right of the lane, pushed it up and in and one. Klesmith with a strong take. Badgers back within seven. Matthew Meyer with his second foul.
It's a good verb, too, in that case for Klesman, because he had to play through the contact through Meyer to score.
Klesman, one of two at the foul line. I think I said Epps has 14. Honestly, they haven't put 12 officially. Free throw for Klesman on the